Welcome to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. Now Hear This is a conversation with leaders in Indianapolis that are working to improve the lives of Hoosiers. Our goal is to empower you to join in their work and make a difference while informing you about the unseen aspects of life in Indiana. If you miss an episode, you can listen via podcast at nowhearthisindy.com. February is American Heart Month, and we are joined today by Julie Simpson, who is an independent nurse practitioner with MedExpress. And we're talking about heart health, and thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me today.
So let's talk about the American Heart Month and why this is important. I know that COVID is often talked about. I mean, it is obviously a huge new concern. But so according to the CDC, heart disease is the number one killer of both American men and women. And when we say that, what does that mean? What are the various conditions related to heart disease?
Okay, so that's a great question. Obviously, you know, February, we're looking at the importance of heart disease, but with it being the number one killer, we need to really focus on that really every day throughout our lives. So some of the risk factors really that I want to point out for people to learn to identify, I think, of these risk factors themselves, the risk factors would include lifestyle. If you're active, if you're sedentary, your age, you're a higher risk the older that you get, family history, current health conditions such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking are also risk factors.
So what are some of the lifestyle changes, you know, when we want to avoid these things, what should we do? How should we prevent heart disease? And hold on, let me just read the question. What are some lifestyle changes or healthy behaviors to adopt in order to prevent heart issues?
All right, that's a great question. So I think, number one, I think it's important for everybody to have a primary care physician, that they are doing annual physicals that follow the guidelines and the recommendations for keeping yourself healthy. As far as things to do for yourself at home, getting enough sleep, adequately managing stress, not smoking, try to stay active, which can be very difficult with the whole COVID pandemic that we're in. Healthy eating habits. So additionally, you know, the American Heart Association recommends eating smart, which would include vegetables, fruits, grains, dairy products, and also moving more. So trying to be as active as you can and get yourself up moving and not sitting for long periods of time.
So I'm 37 and my family has a history of heart disease, and, you know, I'm not really sure about what I ought to be looking for. I don't know if it's, I'm still too young to be in that risk category, or if I should get a heart scan or what I ought to do. So, you know, let's just start with some warning signs that something may not be right before we get into preventative care. You know, what are some signs that people ought to be watching out for?
Obviously, as I mentioned before, getting regular checkups with your physician, because just going in can help identify if you have high blood pressure. You know, there's evidence that one out of every two people have high blood pressure. This sometimes can go very unnoticed. This is a high risk factor for heart disease. And so, for example, even at our clinic, if someone comes into MedExpress and they have a laceration on their hand or a sprained ankle, during our admission process, we're checking their vital signs and we'll pick up on things like high blood pressure that somebody may not notice at home. So I think just regular checkups are very important way in addressing your heart issue, and then following the recommendations, especially if you have that family history, is something that you can change so you can start getting blood tests or heart scans as those become recommended.
So let's talk about some of those tests and screening. Like when I schedule something with my doctor, what are some screenings or testing that I ought to ask for? And at what age should I start doing that?
Well, really, you say that you're 37. I think that you should be doing this already once a year. You should be going in for a good physical exam. The recommendations are spelled out as far as also, they'll check annually. They're going to check your cholesterol, which is called a lipid profile. They're going to check your blood sugar, which is blood glucose level. They're going to do measurements of a body mass index, which is a calculation of your weight and height combined. And then also, there's a very important blood pressure read.
So let's talk about blood pressure. Why is that such a significant factor? I mean, what is the, I mean, I know that you are there are no symptoms for it, or there are symptoms and signs that you ought to watch out for, and why is that a problem?
So initially your blood pressure can be elevated and you may not notice it. You know, classically people think if they have high blood pressure, they have a very bad headache, which can occur down road, but initially you can have an elevated blood pressure and you don't notice this. And so long-term high blood pressure can cause kidney problems, it can cause heart problems, it can cause vision problems, just multiple problems. And sometimes people will have high blood pressure months or years before it goes diagnosed because they're not getting the screenings that they need.
So how does someone get a screening? Do they go to their regular doc? Do they come to MedExpress?
So preventative screenings are recommended with your primary care physician. If you don't have a primary care physician, MedExpress or whoever your front door clinic is, that's your gateway to healthcare, can get you into a family doctor to get some of those preventative screenings that are blood work or your heart scans. And then, like I mentioned earlier, just coming in for other issues like or a laceration, that can help identify when you are speaking with a healthcare professional, it can help identify other things that you have. And then at MedExpress or whichever clinic that you may be at, you can then be recommended further treatment. If they catch that initial blood pressure reading that's high, they may ask you to check your blood pressure multiple times at home if you have your own blood pressure cuff, or to use one at work where you can write down the blood pressure readings and keep track of those.
Okay, so let's talk about COVID-19. And, you know, this has been a significant piece of the conversation here, the comorbidities. How does COVID-19 affect heart disease and vice versa?
Okay, so obviously there's a lot of concern with people who have heart disease that they're at higher risk should they get the COVID-19 virus. Two of the cardiac issues or the heart issues that come up with COVID-19 are heart failure, which is when your heart muscle doesn't pump blood the way it should, and also heart arrhythmias, which are abnormal heart rhythms. Either of these can occur due to the COVID-19 virus, or they also can occur due to the effect of the medications that people are given as treatment of the virus. So this is one reason why it's very important when, you know, for example, if someone comes into MedExpress and has the COVID screening, and we do the COVID screening, they come up positive for the COVID virus, we look at those outside health problems that put them at higher risk, which are diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiac disease, and we educate people that is how important that it is to monitor their symptoms and seek higher level of care, which would be the emergency department, should they get more ill.
All right. Well, final word for, you know, not just the COVID era, but in general for protecting yourself from heart disease. Give us one final thought about it.
All right. So I think final thoughts to protect yourself are healthy eating habits and staying active. Developing a relationship with a primary care physician that you can get annual screening and identifying your risk factors for heart disease. All those are very important.
All right, Julie Simpson, an independent nurse practitioner with MedExpress. Thank you so much for joining me.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. If you missed any portion of our program, you can listen on our website, nowhearthisindy.com. If you'd like to have your organization featured on the show, please email Gabby at nowhearthisindy@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening, and we will be back again next weekend with Now Hear This.